Hey, Chris Breslin here with Breslinet Media at breslinet.com, and I decided to record this quick audio. May not be as quick as a lot of them, but I wanted to record this audio because of two different reasons. In the last 30 days, I've talked to 3, 4, 5 service business owners, but this doesn't apply just to service businesses. These folks are saying why they're running Facebook ads, or think they're running Facebook ads, and they're saying, why am I getting all these impressions, but I'm either getting no engagement or I'm getting garbage engagement? And so that's the first reason, and there's lots of responses. I get this information from groups and direct contact both. In the groups, you get a lot of responses, both from individuals running Facebook ads for profit as a business, and you also get it from individuals who have successfully run Facebook ads in their location for their business and now are trying to do it for profit. And the first thing I just want to put this out there is a Facebook ad run in a specific location is not necessarily going to work in a location across the country the same way. So unless you know that the person that you're going to pay to run your Facebook ads for you has run them all over the country or specifically in the location that you're in, buyer beware. And again, I can't speak about, I don't want to get in anybody's deal, but I just want to say maybe it's even better to find somebody locally who's running ads in your area or at least in your state, because they don't function the same way. And of course, that crosses business types as well. A guy running Facebook ads to sell apples, it can't necessarily successfully run Facebook ads to sell cars, even if you're in the same location. So I just throw that out there, take it for what it's worth. If it's a grain of salt or if it's nothing, then discard it, but at least think about it. So then the second thing is, in the last 2 weeks, my Facebook feed is, I'm sure for many of you, has filled up with sponsored ads, most of them from my general location. But as I continue to scroll through those ads, my feed changes to the same type of ads. For instance, landscaping ads, but they start moving further away from my location until, here in the mid-South, and I'm getting ads from Washington State and Maine and Southern California and everywhere that we know that nobody wants to drive the hundreds of miles to service my lawn. So those two things, and I just hate it. I mean, I hate it for you guys. I click through to the business page, not through their call to action, so they don't get charged for it. But I go through and search their business page and get to their business page, and I start looking at these Facebook business accounts. And number one, they're brand new, or they're not getting posted on. There's not been a post since November of 2023. They have 5 followers, or they are not even a Facebook business page. They're a Facebook personal profile with friends and, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to tell you some things about Facebook ads, and I don't subscribe to them. I don't use them. I don't sell them. I have been on Facebook for 40 months now with no purpose other than to learn everything there is to learn about Facebook, from the way to do it organically to running ads. I've attended multiple training sessions on how to do things with Facebook ads, layering strategies, et cetera, to create targeting that is just phenomenal. But I do not subscribe to them as a preferred method. So, but I'm just going to tell you some things. I have an alternative solution, and it is brand exposure, and it uses the backbone of ad networks that have been in place for dozens of years, upgraded as AI has come along. But I'm going to tell you two things or a series of things here that you need to know if you're running Facebook ads. The first thing is this. Facebook ads and boosted posts are not the same thing. Boosted posts is not a Facebook ad platform marketing form. So all you're doing by boosting posts is you're giving friends of friends information who are going to share it to their friends, and not geographically targeted, okay? This is purely a friends of friends, just like the social aspect of it on a personal profile works. If you go in there and boost a post, all you're doing is building exposure. And don't get me wrong, exposure has a lot to do with it, but you need a targeted exposure. I mean, you still need an exposure within a brand area. Somebody, a friend in Chicago when you're in Texas is, chances are, not going to become or turn a viable lead for you from boosting posts. So that's a whole nother thing. If you want information about that, reach out to me and I'll explain more to you on that. The next thing I want to explain to you is the fact that something changed in Facebook ads last year, mid last year. There used to be, you would target, set your geo targeting up. You could pin and draw a radius. You could do it by zip code. You could do it by, you know, there was all of these geo-targeting options. Then there was advanced settings. And in advanced settings, you had multiple radio buttons. And one of those was target people within my chosen geographical range. And another one is target people who have traveled through my geographical range. Okay? And, or traveled to it. Not necessarily through it, but traveled to it. Well, guess what? What changed last year was the two became one. So now, and it's defaulted. So now everybody automatically draws, when it goes to all the trouble to pin and draw a radius. And if you don't go over here and adjust things, and I don't even remember what the other adjustments are. I confirmed all of this information again. Just read it and I can't remember, and it doesn't make any difference. What makes a difference is your default target in the advanced settings is show my ad to everyone who lives in or has been to my target. So if you live in an area that has a big draw, let's say you have a big, for us, we have a big motorcycle rally here every year, okay? And so 100,000, 150,000 people come into the area for a three-day weekend, four-day weekend. Well, that's 150,000 people in my area that aren't in my area anymore, but I'm still going to target those people. And if I'm a service business owner, if I'm a product business owner, that might be an okay thing. But as a service business owner, why am I going to want to target 150,000 people that have all went home and they're hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of miles away from my service area or even my branding area? It makes no sense, but it's there. You can do your research. Google it. If you need help, reach out to me. Here's the other thing. Here's the next thing you need to know. There are multiple ways to target, multiple ways that Facebook uses to target. They don't say what the priority of targeting is. My guess is most things online are path of least resistance. You can target by the IP address. The IP address is the number that is assigned to your device from your provider, your internet provider. It describes your location of your device. Okay? Those do change, especially if you start to get on another network or if you get on Wi-Fi. Okay? So IP targeting is relatively, even if it's sometimes the IP address will be assigned by, will read as the carrier, okay? But even as the carrier, most carrier offices or networks are going to be within still the branding area, okay? So that's still a rather targeted area, a successful means of targeting. The next method of targeting is location. All devices can turn on location settings, and it's pinpointed by, you know, the compass and the satellite reading the compass, the latitude and the longitude. So it's a pretty exact location. Here's the thing about that. 80% of the people have that turned on, their device, at some point while they're doing something. Most people, when they're using their maps, most people when they're looking for a specific restaurant in an area related to them, playing doing something in an app or something that requires location. And then guess what happens? They turn it off. You know how many people have it turned on all the time? 16% of mobile device users have location settings turned on all the time. That means location settings as a means of targeting is only 100% accurate 16% of the time. Or 16% of the time. So the next thing is that and this is the next way that these are all ways that Facebook claims. I just read it within the last 7 days, right on the help section. These are all ways that Facebook claims that they geo-target according to the settings that you put in. The next way is the information that you put in your account when you set it up. If you say, I live in Los Angeles, California, chances are when somebody's running a Facebook ad targeting Los Angeles, California, it's going to use that information because it's the path of least resistance. Not saying it is. I'm saying common sense. Think about it. They say that they use all of these methods. Okay. So, I mean, they're asking people, where do you live? They're using your own admission of where you live. Now, if you created an account 7 years ago and you now live in Chicago and you haven't ever updated that information, it's only as good as the information you put in there. Do they do any other type of confirmation? I don't have the answer to that. They don't answer that question. Now, the next is really hard for me to believe, but it's right in their help section to answer the question, how do you target? If none of the other information is available, they will use the basic algorithm of people related, people that you relate to. So for instance, if somebody's targeting to Los Angeles, California, and I have 7 friends in Los Angeles, California, even though I live in Chicago, chances of me seeing that ad just based on the fact that I interact with people or places or groups or whatever in Chicago are pretty good that I'm going to see that ad. Or I'm sorry, in California, even though I live in Chicago. Here is my point in saying all of this. It's to bring awareness to the answer to the question, why are my Facebook ads not working? Here's a whole bunch of reasons. And there is an alternative that we provide. Because here's the thing. I believe my whole premise to everything I've done over the last 25 years in being involved with ad networks and branding and is this. Exposure equals engagement equals money in the bank. Okay, whether you're doing services or products, it makes no difference. Whether you're promoting an idea, a concept, an affiliate program, it makes no difference. But here's the thing. You have to be able to do the branding, the advertising, the brand exposure. You have to be able to do it at a dollar value that's right, that makes sense. You cast a wide net to reach people in that area that you know are in that area. Don't spend marketing dollars slinging mud, which is what you're doing if you don't know how the targeting is working, or if you're not actually running a true platform ad. You're just slinging mud, and it's some high-dollar mud. So that's the point of this ad, or that's the point of this conversation, this topic. If you've got questions, reach out to me, and we can talk through it and find some solutions.